There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-233-0747. Tim Brown just posted on the sonsoflibertymedia.com a brand new article. David Letterman recounts Marine injuries at the hands of Muslim jihadists and leaves audience speechless. He begins to name off his injuries. Folks, I strongly suggest you watch that. I first of all, I want people to understand, I found the article because it was a Marine. And I'm not a TV watcher, haven't been for years, don't have no time for it, don't want to throw myself or my family into the shark-infested waters of immorality. Psalm 101, verse 3 says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. That was King David that said that. But, folks, when I seen this, I immediately sent it over to Tim, the senior editor, again, over at Sons of Liberty Media, and I said, listen, you got to throw this one up here. This is just second to none. I love this kid. That's Corporal Kyle Carpenter. He was a U.S. Marine, and he's still here, friends. But, again, check it out and look at what he endured in fighting and who he was fighting and what he was fighting. But look what he endured. It's incredible. It's absolutely a miracle that he's here. But again, you got to watch it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top article.
I was going to say, and his attitude is still an overcoming attitude. It's not a woe is me. Look what I went through. Look how many years I spent in the hospital. He said, I guess I'm an overachiever when you're talking about, I mean, in one hand alone, he had 30 bones that were just crushed. So,
yeah, 30 surgeries.
Yeah, exactly. So when you look at it and you say, oh my goodness, it's just, it's incredible what he endured and the fact that he's still kicking it today with a great attitude, being a good role model for folks.
Okay, cool. So let's go over to this really quick, because preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing, most people are probably trying to say, well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, I'm about ready to share that with you. When we were out on the East Coast, what we were doing is we were going through Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina. We ended up in Virginia. And what we'd have been doing is, again, we have been speaking at high schools, colleges, and churches. And in essence, we've been reaching out to our posterity, again, who have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But in answer to our prayers for the Lord to send us, not send them. Isaiah 6:8, Psalm 2:8. Now, after speaking to our last high school in South Carolina, we were invited to a pastoral conference for a lunch. And we said, okay, we'll do that. Just for the sake of honoring the principal's request. So we did that. And the guest speaker there was there talking about his missions over in the Middle East. He was sharing with us and the pastors that were in there, the church leaders that were in that room, with firsthand experience with what the people were doing over there in the Middle East. They were simply winning the Muslims that were coming to Christ in droves. And what's also interesting to note is he went on to tell the church leaders at this meeting that they were to be bold in Christ, John 7:27, and that there was a huge opportunity for Americans concerning the Muslims as they come into this country, which I am not advocating, by the way. But it is a good perspective. He said that instead of looking at what's going on with the Muslims as a danger, church leaders needed to take a look at it as an opportunity to win them to Christ. And by the way, friends, he was right on, and I agreed wholeheartedly with him in every sense of the word. Now, I'm not talking about church people that are sitting on the borders alluring the illegals to come in illegally. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if they're going to come in here, let's do our job and seek and save that which is lost. And that's exactly what the speaker was actually bringing forth. And again, I agreed wholeheartedly with this individual. Now, without a second thought, as I was listening to him, I could not overlook the fact that he was speaking to the same church leaders along with the parents in this country who, for the most part, could care less for their own children in the public school system. The church leaders, if you want to call them that, in this country have again and again and again have been proven to be the greatest advocates to those who war against God and his people. Read Micah 3, 5 and Jeremiah 23. And furthermore, they even have given their own congregants and children over to be illegally indoctrinated by a godless state. Now, that's not my point, friends. What I want you to do is I want you to check the setting out. Now, I'm not condemning anybody that was at this meeting. I'm condemning those that profess that they're Christ and yet keep not his commandments. Because remember, Jesus said, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." One of the things that I noticed, and I wasn't looking for it, and friends, yes, everything looks like a nail to me. That's why I come down with a hammer. But in saying that, I'm having a little fun. But again, I'm not sitting there conjuring this stuff up in my heart. It comes to me, and it jacks me up, and I preach out against it. What's interesting about it is I noticed in the room, everybody was having a free lunch, literally. Nothing wrong with that. I noticed for the most part, these people were from the 60s and the 70s. Nothing wrong with that. I noticed that their hair was absolutely perfect. Nothing wrong with that. Had nice clothes on, very well taken care of. And I noticed all these little smiles on their face like they were in total agreement with what this man was saying. Yet in experience, they have no idea what he's saying because they are being encouraged to go out to the Middle East or go to the Muslims and preach Jesus Christ and win them to Christ when they are the ones that are responsible for giving their own kids up to be illegally indoctrinated in a public school. Folks, I want you to think about that. Folks, these hypocrites have now become the greatest advocate to the radical sodomites, the murdering abortionists, the atheists, and even placing students in the crosshairs of everything that they can possibly be subjected to. They're the ones dropping their kids off. And yet again, these people are being encouraged to win the Muslims in another country. And for the life of me, I don't condemn missions whatsoever. I do condemn those that are willing to be sent to another country to preach a Jesus that they're not willing to preach in their own backyards, namely to their own families. It's hypocritical in every sense of the word. I also want to go back to this. Can you imagine, because what we have in government today, friends, is nothing but a bunch of burnt hippies that are still high on PCP for the most part, that are ruling the roost, that fell to something called free love back in the 60s. That's who you have in government. Well, keep in mind, in parallel, that's exactly who you have in the pulpits in America today. I want you to take this to the natural with me, if you would. When I was at Arlington Cemetery yesterday, again, I don't think this stuff up. I do ponder it as it comes into my heart. I began to think within myself, how many of these pastors and preachers in America today, not apostles and prophets, 1 Corinthians 12:28, but how many of these pastors and these preachers who have no business leading the church whatsoever, the apostle is supposed to lead, the prophet is supposed to lead, the teacher is supposed to lead, not the preacher, and I'm sorry, not the pastor. It's up on its head in America, friends. But what I was thinking about when I was over at Arlington Cemetery yesterday, and I seen it firsthand, is how many of these pastors go to Arlington? How many of these pastors were draft dodgers during Vietnam that are preaching from the pulpits in America today the love of Jesus to the very parents in the American people that gave up their kids to be sacrificed in Vietnam in the first place? How far can love and its definition and its manifestation contradict itself, friends? How many people go there to honor the veterans, namely from Vietnam, that are pastors in America today that are preaching the love of Jesus when in fact, friends, it's not love at all. Not in any sense of the word. And I despise it.
Dr. Noel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just called in. He wanted to butt into the show because he wants to belittle us in front of everybody. Hey, Tim, what do you got going on?
That's not at all. But there's something you're saying right there about being called over into foreign land for mission work and not doing things in your own home. And I will not be the first to say I am perfect in anything that I do, whether as a father or a husband or any of that. But that's what I strive for. But mine is to simply point out, we try to have sowed seeds into the life of our kids for years. And you coming through, I shared this with you the other day, Monday morning, that after your talk, our oldest boy, I came into his room. I knew something was bothering him. He was on the point of tears, and he said, you know, the things that Bradley shared, and I mean, it took a while to get it out of him because you've met him. He's very quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he said the things that Bradley shared, homosexuality, the abortions, the things that are against what God has said, I want to be against too. And I think he has been for a long time. I think God has been working in his life. But just to share with people the reality, not just from your mouth, but from mine, Paul said we're not of Apollos, we're not of Paul or any of that, we're of Christ. And some plant seed, some water, but it's the Lord who gives the increase. And I know our family has planted, our elders at our church have taught the Word of God, and God used you to come along and bring the harvest of that.
Amen. You know,
praise God for it.
Amen.
That's His work.
Amen.
So I don't want to take up your time. I just want to let people know, you know, it even impacts my life. So thank you.
Hey, Tim, since I have you on the phone, because I thought you were probably calling in about the topic. No, I really did. You know, preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing, because what we see is that church leaders in America today are responsible for more damage within than any foreign enemy could have inflicted from without. And the very topic in which I was just talking about. Now, we know that, again, this is just coming to my aid, that what's taught in the classroom in one generation, the philosophy that's taught in one generation in the classroom, will be the philosophy that's taught in the government in the next. Well, how about in the church in the next? And what I'm seeing here is, you know, when we were at Arlington Cemetery, you're from the East Coast, we were in Arlington just yesterday, and I had said that, you know, can you imagine how many of these pastors are leading the church today that are from the same free love generation, which is not love at all. And these are the ones taking pictures of the dead that are 6 feet under the ground that died in Vietnam. They were one of the 58,151 men that fought, bled, and died. But these are the people that are preaching from the pulpits today the love of Jesus, yet they were the ones that were running for the border when everything was going bad, but when it was okay to come back, they came back, and now they want to preach the love of Jesus to people when, in fact, they don't know nothing of love. And I'm just trying to make the point that this is what I'm seeing. And this is to their measure of love. And, I'm just off on a little tangent, little bunny trail, but it crossed my mind yesterday. And what people honor in this country, I want people to understand, and I want you to hear me clearly, I despise what Americans honor in this country, because there is a love that goes deeper and deeper, and it's the love of Christ that passeth knowledge that most men in this country that profess themselves to be Christian have no idea what they're talking about.
No, you're exactly right. In fact, if I could use the illustration of my own son, one of the things I asked him when he was expressing these things to me is, you ready to lay your life down for that? It can cost you your life. And he said yes. And that is a Christianity that has largely been lost over, I would say, even the last 100 years in our own country.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some people are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to tell you like it is. Because of men who will not preach against sin and repentance of sin towards God, like what you're saying, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, what they say is, won't you come to Christ? Won't you walk the aisle? Won't you pray the sinner's prayer?
Yeah.
But not have your life changed and go back to obeying God and His law. And it's like they have this idea that, well, we're in the New Testament age. The law doesn't matter now. Jesus paid it all, and He did pay it all. There's no question about that. But then does it mean you go live like you want to? And that is the destruction, and that was starting to come in the 19th century in America. We see it, we see where some men thought, well, we can keep the law of ourselves apart from Christ, whether He's God or whether He's not. You had many men who were Unitarian in their view. And then you had these evangelicals who came in. You can name them off. You can see the transition of Billy Graham, for instance. You can see some of that that's come up, and it's made people who think, as the Bible says, I'll have to paraphrase because I'm forgetting the particular passage, maybe you can quote it, but it thinks they are cleansed from their sins while they are still in them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a generation of people who think that, and until they're confronted with a perfect, righteous, and holy God, they are going to continue to think, I'm okay, you're okay, because after all, hey, I went down to the front, I shook the pastor's hand, I said the sinner's prayer, I went to the anxious bench, if you're in some of those sects, or whatever the case may be, but Jesus said, your righteousness has to surpass those of the Pharisees. You need to be obedient to God. Repent. Do what is right.
That's right. And furthermore, when you're born of the Spirit, you do what you want to do. And what you
exactly—that's
right. And what you want to do is you want to stay unified.
Oh,
that's exactly right. Exactly right. And that's what people they'll falter on that stumbling rock of offense right there. When you serve God and you're born of the Spirit, you are doing what you want to do in obedience to Christ because He's got your heart. As a matter of fact, your heart is now His heart. I remember hearing a story, it wasn't too long ago, Sam Kyle told us this. He was actually the one standing next to Martin Luther King Jr. when he was shot dead. And interestingly enough, he had a little grandson, and his little grandson had a bad heart. And his heart was so bad, he had to get a heart transplant. And so they were put on hold. And during that time of hold, they finally found a little boy. And I'm just going to get, Tim, we're going to break down like a bunch of babies with wet diapers on the radio here. Interestingly enough, they found a little boy that was a soccer player, and he died. And what they did is they took that little boy, that little soccer player's heart, and they put it in Sam Kyle's little boy, his little grandson, and they did a heart transplant. And the community got behind it. As a matter of fact, after the heart transplant, the doctors even said they waived all of their fees. And what happens is, you know, the little boy, the soccer player that died, every once in a while she'll go pick up Sam Kyle's grandson, and she'll take him, and she'll put her head up to his chest, and she'll hear her little boy's heart in Sam Kyle's grandson. And that's exactly what a Christian is. There's a heart transplant that takes place. But every time my father lifts me up and he puts his head to my chest, I want him to hear the heartbeat of Jesus Christ in every single thing that I do, just in the way of the parable I just gave you. And that is Christianity, my friends. It really is. So, anyways, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to get back onto that. And the topic of what we're talking about, the preacher or the choir that just can't sing. We when we were on the East Coast, we got this great American book of church signs. And this will line up perfectly as to what I'm telling you today and how lightly they esteem the Holy One of Israel. Here, I'm going to give you a couple right before the break. Free trip to heaven, details inside. No. What are you talking about, free?
It was not
it
free.
It cost the blood of the Son of God to redeem us as the propitiation of the sins of the world. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Here's another one, friends. Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in.
Oh my God.
These are signs, folks, on churches in America. You want to talk about lightly esteeming the Holy One of Israel? Or how about this one? Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. Does someone, now, what would you think if your son was 6 feet under the ground, fighting, bleeding, and dying, ratifying the Constitution so we can have freedom? What would you think of me if I lightly esteemed the sacrifice of your son and made light of it through billboards on a building that should know better?
That's right.
This is called desecrating the blood of the Son of God. We're going to come right back, friends, and we're going to talk about this. Preaching to the choir that just does not sing. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
To the Sons of Liberty, I was just talking to Tim Brown, South Carolina, about how the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next, how much more the church. And we were over at Arlington, and I said, you know, it's of interest to me to take note of how many pastors today in America that have no business leading whatsoever, they are the ones that remain silent. You know who they are already. They're all over the place. And they're not called of God. They're a reproach to God. But interestingly enough, I thought when I was at Arlington Cemetery of how many of these men were the ones running for the border, because freedom is free according to them, because love is free according to them. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for sin, for the sins of the world. I'm just countering it with the Word of God, which when I'm saying that they think that love is free, I'm giving you scripture that proves the opposite is true. It is not free. Freedom is not free. Redemption is not free. And then I brought you over to some of the churches and how they make light on their billboards of the Holy One of Israel. You know, for example, listen to this, friends. Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in to their church. Or what about this one? Don't give up. Moses was once a basket case.
Oh, my goodness.
His very name means to be drawn out of many waters, friends. Or what about this one? Free trip to heaven, details inside. We've all heard that, right? What about this? Visitors welcome, members expected. Let me say that again. Visitors welcome, members expected. Why would they make a joke out of that? As if to say, if you're a member, you should be here. Why would they have to be told that way?
Right? If it was really in their hearts, they wouldn't have to be told anything.
Oh, but they got to make a joke out of it, yeah. Right? What about this one? Palms read here. It says
nice.
Psalms read here.
Oh.
Okay? Right? Or what about this one? Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game, God.
Like the Lord's really concerned
this
about
is,
the game.
This is a church sign. Friends, I bought this at Cracker Barrel. Okay? Now, I know most people think that this is cute, but there's nothing cute about it. Babies are being murdered in the womb. and God is saying, let's meet at my house Sunday before the game? Is that what God would be saying?
No, God would be
sending forth a prophet, pointing his finger at the face of these people and saying, you are the man that's guilty as hell, literally. Or what about this one? Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game, God isn't that bad. Then let's go over to this one. Oh, my gosh. I'm just almost embarrassed to read some of these guys. I really honestly am. Is your life running on empty? Free Phillips here every Sunday.
Yeah. Or how about the one, you know, come in for a facelift?
Facelift.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
Or what about this one? 7 days without God makes 1 week. This is what the
gospel... W-E-A-K, yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. Week. This is what these people, this is what the gospel of Jesus Christ has diminished to in America in the minds of the people that are leading the church. These are the church leaders that I'm calling out. Okay. What about this one? I think everyone will appreciate this one. The best vitamin for a Christian is B1. Does this jack anybody up? But again, friends, if you're not angry with sin, it's because you're guilty of it. Again, there is no in-between. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. I can go on and on and on and on. Most people are okay with this. They think it's funny. They think it's cute. And then they wonder why the younger generation laughs at them to no end. They've sold their souls to the world, and they use worldly vernacular, and the world can hear them because they're of the world.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is as you mentioned, can you imagine your son, you know, paying the ultimate price and then someone lightly esteeming that sacrifice?
What do you mean, like,
how much more Christ?
Right, like allowing crime to run rampant in their government? Is that the lightly esteeming that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Them men and women fight, bleed, and die to ratify the enumerated laws against crime, right?
Right.
That the American people in this country tolerate through this criminal administration.
Because they're too busy entertaining themselves, doing their game.
Or what about this one? Let's say someone's son died or daughter died fighting for our freedoms. You mean like lightly esteemed, like to say, you know, just go ahead and kill 4,000 babies a day or allow men to marry men and women to marry women or you know what I'm talking about, just to lightly esteem their sacrifice.
Right.
Because if we really meant what we said, then we would be radical. Apparently, the American people have not been paying attention to their enemy and how radical they really are and how criminal they really are. I was just listening to the commercial break right before we came back into the segment. And again, I'm listening to them talk about what the liberal groups are doing. When we're talking about liberal groups, friends, who are we really talking about? We're talking about them that will not be ruled by the laws of our constitutional republic. And then the state-controlled media actually gives voice to their crimes. I mean, where does it come to the point where the American people are so ashamed of what they've tolerated that they will actually repent?
And, like, take responsibility for it. Like you always say in every program, whether or not you're speaking to a Tea Party, to a school, to whatever you say, you know, we talk about the left paradigm and the right paradigm. Well, there wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. We can blame, you know, the government. We can blame the president. We can blame all these people all day long, all we want. But ultimately, if we don't all take responsibility, it's because we've let them go this far that they have the reason to think that they can go that far. If they're pushing up against, you know, mush, they know they can keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing because there's no reaction from the people. There's no strong stance in the ground. There's no line in the sand saying, you shall not pass. This will not happen in our country. Because they're not getting that kind of reaction from the people, they continue to advance their agenda militantly forward because the quote-unquote professed Christians, the conservatives, the patriots,
they're
too busy with their own thing. They don't want to rock the boat, don't want to be known as a hater,
God's at the helm.
Oh, yes. And Jesus is coming back furthermore.
Well, speaking of Jesus.
So we just should do nothing, you know. We're going to be raptured out of here.
Speaking of Jesus, let's give you a couple more quotes from these church signs in the lightly estimation that they give God and the God of heaven when they have the audacity to put these on their billboards. Jesus is like tide. Okay? He gets the stains out others leave behind. Isn't that cute? That's just grand. What about this one? This is another church sign. A dam holds water back. It's not my last name. What a joke.
Yeah.
What an absolute joke. What about this one? Now is a good time to visit our pastor is on vacation. Listen again. Great. Now's a good time to visit because our pastor is on vacation. Here's another sign on their church billboard. The pastor saw his shadow 6 more weeks of lousy sermons. What is going on through their carnal minds? What are they feasting on, friends? Listen to this one. Just to appease the flesh. The Bible says, remember when Jesus said to Peter, right before he went to the cross, can you not tarry 1 hour with me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he fell asleep?
Yep.
The Bible tells us that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yep.
I remember D.L. Moody rightly said, the great Chicago preacher, he said that if you're tired, pray yourself awake. He's exactly right. Here's another sign on one of these churches. Can't sleep? We can help. The pastor's sermons are now available on tape. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Well, you're talking about the carnality. This just popped into my mind, too, when you were just saying that. Talking about the carnality of some of these pastors and the fact that they're speaking of the world because they're no different than the world. Years and years and years ago, we did a commercial, and we aired it locally here in Minnesota. And it was a commercial that we aired around the Simpsons because we're not going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. We're going to the lost. We're going to the sinners. We're going to, you know, to seek and save that which is lost. And, in fact, the people that responded, we had youth pastors who said, oh, yeah, I saw your commercial around the Simpsons. So we have these youth pastors who are polluting their hearts and their minds watching this kind of a show, recognizing us by our commercial as they're feasting on carnality to the max in a sinful, you know, a sinful lifestyle to the max.
Right, right.
So when you're saying there's no difference in many cases, and they're following the world because they're no different than the world.
Here's some more church signs for you. For all those that think this is cute and are not outraged by the compromise, here's another one. Road rage? ? How would Jesus drive? Hey, you know those people that walk around with what would Jesus do on his bracelet? I can tell you, he's doing it. What are you teaching people? I say this to the responsible in the church in America. What are you teaching the people? Because you are going to receive a greater condemnation. And let me just add a strike with my hammer on top of that. Rightfully so. For real. Rightfully so. Listen to this one. Jesus. Here's a picture of a church sign in the snow. It says, Jesus loves you snow much. Jesus loves you snow much. What about this one? Here's another church sign. Tithe if you love Jesus, anyone can honk. Another one, honk if you love Jesus, text if you want to meet him. Huh. Is that crazy? Here's another one. This is to allure the illegals in. Here's a wise one. He said Jesus did not speak English. Wow. Well, these folks have too much time on their hands. And the fact of the matter is they need to get back to Scripture.
Yeah, and I think it just goes to show you what you're saying about lightly esteeming the God of their salvation and lightly esteeming the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. If you're trying to allure people into your church with cute little phrases that are demeaning, that shows me that you don't have the power of God. And like the Spirit of God is not going to draw people. You know, if I be lifted up, Jesus said, I will draw all men unto me.
Yeah.
When you have the Spirit of God and life in your church, naturally people are going to be drawn to the Spirit of Christ, not because you have some sort of pizza party or some sort of cute sign or any way to try to allure people in. It says you got a cheap, weak God, which is not the true Christ, if you have to allure people in through carnal methods or some cute little slogan on your sign.
I better probably finish this up. We got one more segment. Here, listen to this one, friends. God made wrinkles to show where smiles have been. Here's another one on a church sign. Thou shalt not steal. CWS parking still only have $5 per game. They're selling their parking spots. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, we're going to come right back and we're going to finish this up. Preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing, and now you're beginning to understand why they can't.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing. Are you starting to understand why they aren't singing, friends? Because they're guilty as hell. They can't give what they ain't got. And they ain't got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, not disobey. And if you keep in mind, it was the Pharisees who gnawed their teeth. They gnashed at the disciples and apostles for saying those things. Just for simply saying the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey.
Right.
As they were saying, it's better to obey God than it is to obey man. Let's go back to this point now. Again, we were at a high school assembly program in Fort Mills, South Carolina. We were invited to go check out this preacher. Went over and checked him out. It was lunchtime, so it was really short, which was cool because we had to drive a long ways to get back to where we were going next. And interestingly enough, he was just talking about over in the Middle East how Muslims were coming to Christ in droves. And then he began to encourage the church leaders that were there in that room that day to actually be emboldened for Christ, John 7:27. And they had a huge opportunity to win the Muslims that were coming into America. Which, again, I want you to be clear on this as you listen to what I'm telling you. I'm not advocating that whatsoever. They come in legally, not illegally in any sense of the word. But now what's interesting about that is he's encouraging those, he's casting pearls before the swine. And, of course, I appreciated what this man was saying, so he can get me clear on that as well. But the fact of the matter is we're taught by God not to cast pearls before swine. And what he was doing in this particular situation was just that, because these are the people that are actually responsible for dropping their kids off at public schools to be indoctrinated illegally through the radical sodomites, the murdering abortionists, the atheists, and also placing their students, their kids, in the crosshairs of everything that they can possibly be subjected to. Now, these are also the same church leaders who have refused to speak out against the slow, incremental infiltration of the Muslim indoctrination. And I want to tell you, too, on a first-hand experience, no friends, we hear constantly across the country that when people start to get involved with their communities where they want to make a difference, how the church will repeal them. They'll resist them. They'll reject them. They'll be a part of the problem. In other words, they're no longer a part of the answer. Now they are the problem. They are actually resisting those that are attempting to do what they are commanded by God to do. Okay? Just so everybody understands that. Instead of these church leaders preaching out against the sins of the people, again, repentance towards God and faith in the faith of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20:21, they have taught the people to accept an unholy alliance with those who God abhors. They teach the fear of men in consequence rather than the fear of God, Job 28:28. And by the looks, literally, friends, of these church leaders in America today, one can only see why the enemy has become so emboldened. Because to tell these church leaders to lay the axe to the root of the tree, Luke 3:9, would be the unthinkable due to the fact that they are a bunch of spiritual weaklings in every sense of the word. They really are. They would simply reply that the axe is too heavy. Hebrews 4:12. Folks, these are whores. They're hirelings. They're effeminates. And these are not the ones that are going to get the job done. Because they're simply a reproach and an embarrassment to God's church. And we need to make distinction between God's church and those that profess themselves to be God's church, the people. And instead of these people, these church leaders, to stand up and fight off the wolves, we find that they are the ones responsible for opening up the gates to the wolves. Now, I praise God that there's still some faithful among men, like this speaker that was there, speaking of his testimony and his experience in the mission field, going to Muslim nations and taking a stand for Christ. I'm glad that they're still faithful among men. Psalm 12:1. I'm so glad that there's still some faithful among men. They're hard to find. Again, going back to the preacher that I referenced above, at the beginning of the show, he was laying down his life in the Middle East to win the Muslims to Christ, and then coming to America to encourage church leaders to do the stuff, as we say in the ministry. But folks, first-hand experience here, with the 20 years of ministry experience, I cannot tell you how many times doing public schools across this country that I have found the church to be in opposition to the Spirit of Christ. And from them that should know better, I have seen over and over and over again where they didn't want the cross. They didn't want to understand Christ. They think they know Christ. They think that they're saved, when in fact, if you dig a little bit deeper, when the cross comes and the fire comes, it always exposes the error. They are like Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. But going back to the 20 years that I've been in ministry, I can also tell you that the preaching to the choir, in this case, the church leaders, is preaching to a choir that just doesn't know how to sing.
That's exactly right.
Because nobody can hear them singing, friends. Which only proves my point.
And like you said, too, is most of the time when we're going places and doing things, our opposition comes from quote-unquote church members. Sometimes you think, hey, well, I know this church member. He'll open the door for us to come into his church. And then you have a shut door there. Or sometimes you think, boy, the ones that are supposed to be helping you along in this fight, they're the ones that come against you the most. It reminded me of the story that you told in schools about how Bradley was speaking at a college, and he was fighting the Christian girl in the front row, yeah, tooth and nail. You, yeah, can tell the story.
Yeah. You know. We were in Bloomington, Minnesota, in a college, again, a secular college, and we were laying out our foundations. A professor called us and asked us to be a part of his class, and we said we'd happily come. We got there, and of course, the church girl up in front, all, you know, her hair was perfect, nice gloves, and she had it going on. She thought she was cooler than sliced bread. And once we began to show her the facts of who she is and where she came from, she was the first one to say, we're not a Christian nation. And then she said, is this an issue of semantics? I said, no, this is an issue of common sense.
Yeah.
I said, this is a Christian nation, like it or not. And then all of a sudden, a Muslim student, a foreign student, raises his hand and said, I want you to know, in this classroom, speaking to the other students, the reason that we came to America is because you are a Christian nation.
So the foreigner was proving the girl who should have knew better.
Yep.
And we see that all the time, which is why it's so important for a ministry like ours to be out there and educating students. In fact, some of the reactions that we got in most every place we go is they always ask, what can we do? What can we do now? How do we motivate? How do we put the things that were taught to us, how do we bring that to action to actually do something about the problems that we see? So we're not just talking to people who are just hearers of the word. They listen to a good little sermon. They get the goosebumps. They go home and they're the same. No, no, no. They listen to the Holy Ghost. They hear the truth. The truth resonates with them. Their hearts are converted by God. And then they say, what do we need to do? Because they want to go out there and duplicate what we're doing and seek and save that which is lost. Well, like I said earlier, that's not possible without the support of faithful supporters like you. And for those of you who do support our ministry, we want to sincerely say thank you. I get some faithful checks coming in the mail that I just look and say, wow, what faithfulness this person, even if it's a small amount, to continuously sow into the work of the ministry, to be out there and partner together with us to seek and save that which is lost. Many of you have been considering maybe, well, should I become a son or daughter of Liberty? Maybe you're not familiar with what that is. What that is a program where you can donate every month to support who we are and what it is that we do to get us out there. As Bradley mentioned, if you just tuned into the show, we are on the West Coast a couple weeks ago. We were on the East Coast last week. Actually, just got back yesterday. We were in Wisconsin. We're going to be going to Arizona, Minnesota, and we're looking at Texas. There's so many things in front of us right now that we need the support to be able to do it all,
friends,
to reach all these people.
We really need the support. A ministry like this receives less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church. We found that it goes to the young people. This ministry is aimed at, and by the way, we do tea parties too. The old people love us just as much as the young people love those that love the truth.
Yep.
Okay, mind you. And the bottom line is we really need the support. And what happens is people are so fickle. But folks, we don't need fickle people. We need people that are dedicated to the cause. We're not making millions of dollars being on the radio giving you the message that we're giving you. No, if we wanted to win the popularity contest that most preachers want out there, this is not the way that you do it. But those that are listening to the show day after day, week after week, I just want to say this, and I say this in all due, with all due respect, we need your support. Show your love to the next generation, and rest assured your support is going to those that support this ministry. And every time we do a trip, we show you exactly what we did, how we did it, and what you are a part of. We truly need your support. I cannot overemphasize that enough. We need your support, and we need you to be a part of what's going on here.
That's right. And another way that you can support us, too, is by going to our store and finding all of our products. Many of you say, well, how do I get this in the hands of my coworker, my boss, it's hard to talk to, my husband, my wife? We've got so many good products. Our product of the week right now is the My War graphic novel, Bradley's Testimony by DC Comics. The man who actually worked with DC Comics put this thing together. It's top-notch, world quality. Go check out all of our products. Please donate to what we are and what we're doing. We appreciate so much your support.
And so does our posterity. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you. See you soon. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.